Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. God bless the dream chasers. If you got a dream, keep chasing it. Never let nobody hate you out your dreams. You're gonna make it. Yeah. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
See, I know how it feels on a late night, swimming with the great whites, drowning in the deep waters. Know you got three daughters, could use some resources. Nah, we just need order. I got my own bad news, fuck a reporter. Niggas ain't even safe, they wanna deport us. I'd rather keep us boxed in on the street corners. If you gon' stop and frisk a nigga, shit, at least warn us. My dog still on probation, they got a leash on us. Far from stupid, in fact, I'm smarter than Harvard students. Spark the movement and put an end to this garbage music. Got me thinking like this can't be life. Stupid ass niggas voted for the Antichrist.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it. Yeah, it was hell here. My people killing in the swell here. Got my mama black card and she was just on welfare, that's ghost. Did it on my own, I got myself here. When God asked me, do I want this shit? I said, hell yeah, I'm ready. When I put the crown on, it was heavy. I was drowning in my past like when Katrina brought the levees in New Orleans. In my city, to them kids, I'm like Jordan. Every move I made like chess, it's important. I just went against the system, spending nights trying to reform it. Late night thinking, I could lose my life just from doing this. It's a sacrifice, I know it won't be right if I forfeit. But I do it for the young kings that never had no voices. Real. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it.
Okay, I reminisce the cold days in wintertime. Got home by dinner time. 7-Eleven runs, Gatorade flavor, lemon lime. Hot Cheetos, Arizona's oranges, clementine. The first job I ever applied for was Finish Line. Sometime a nigga be forgetting, then remember I'm savior of the rap shit, the leader of the renaissance. Self-appointed, well-anointed for my endeavors. I'm iron cheddar, applying pressure to find setups. The rap game is based upon what niggas lying better. If truth is told, then you can grow and die. You never know, I'm everlasting. Better grasping and singing life. I heard me hook and I told him to sing it twice.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. So we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
Bodies on top of bodies on top of bodies, copies, carbon copies. Do you copy out of body, out of body? Tipsy turvy, tipsy topsy, tipsy topsy. Illuminati, all the thotties, the John Gotti, party party. They watching, I know they watching, watching, watching.
Yeah, yeah, he dead, I'm in his Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame him with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden. Yeah, yeah, compared to Donald Trump, I'm neck and neck with the death threats. Got the best vest and the best text. I need less stress and the best sex. Loop, 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 photos are the best text. Life is too short to be depressed, yes, but I'm too focused on the next step and I'm restless.
Rock the party.
guns. Pumping niggas moving the strings. Raised up, fame is a drug, niggas seen for a taste up. Broke hoes, smoke all your weed. Snatch out they weed, then leave and the drinks to drink up. I aim to provoke. I don't mean financial when I say you broke. You broke in your heart. You lost in your thoughts and you broke in your soul. Emotions evoke. Mentally stunning, more issues involved. Doors open and closed, but you wouldn't notice it. Those racks,
the party. I'll find your way the other life. Wreck the party. I'll find your way the other life.
Bodies on top of bodies, on top of bodies. Copies, carbon copies. Do your copy out of body, out of body. Tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy. Illuminati, all the thotties, the John Gotti. Party, party. Watching, I know they watching, watching, watching. Yeah, yeah, heat that I'm in is Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame him with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden.
Wreck the party. I'll find your way the other life. Wreck, wreck the party. I'll find your way the other life.
Beautiful, sexy, easy, 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Boy, good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all
gonna shine? Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
Nigga be hurt for life, ho be hurt for life. Nigga be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see? Water program is from the project. It's the project to stop your progress. Keep you obsessed with fancy objects. To crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess. It's out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating nigga.
Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead, homies on the other side to bring this shit back alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. 7 circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go.
Let it shine.
Like which one of y'all gon'
If you feel it in your soul, my ladies, got my ladies, make it clap.
Why you in a clapping mood?
Make it clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap.
If you feel it in your soul, make it clap.
Why you in a clapping mood?
All my ladies, got my ladies, make it clap. Make it clap, 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 clap.
Let it, I want you to put your hands together and walk into the stage. Big round of applause, big round of applause, big round of applause,
big round of applause for all the homies that ain't here right now. Big round of applause for all the souls on the other side. R.I.P. Mac Miller.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Nipsey
Hussle.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Good and terrible.
R.I.P.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, the Seven Oracles. My mommy is Keaton Boyd, guys. And today, this royal rising, right, I wanted to come on and share with you emotional intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Emotional intelligence, I feel, is going to be very important. Lavelle Zimmerman, he is a... you know, just somebody I looked up to when I first got reconnected, because it's about the remembrance, right? When I first got reconnected to spirituality, because I feel that it's always encoded in us. It's just igniting it. You know what I mean? And there are levels. So he's a guy that I follow early on. And I find myself gravitating. I don't know where he was. I don't know how to find him. But I naturally gravitated back to him because of his messages. You know, I feel that we all have our own way of how we do things. But, you know, I just always appreciated this brother. And I'm learning to just listen more and, you know, kind of balance my ego. And he was just talking about emotional intelligence, and I just had to halt and just really listen, and I just wanted to share with you guys. I'm going to be sharing emotional intelligence. What is that? Programs. Just things that I feel that we should be aware of as we navigate, you know, this level. But emotional intelligence is definitely important, guys. So I don't know. You can listen. Let me know what you think. You can either contact me. Information is going to be in the show notes. I put his name, if you guys want to look him up on YouTube. I don't know if he's on YouTube. I'm sure he is. But Facebook. I know he's on Facebook. So Lavelle Zimmerman. Check him out, you guys. You'll love him and what he has to say. All right, guys.
I don't have to participate. But my strength is not about manipulating or manipulating. Am I allowed some kind of aspect to control you or to take or manipulate out of that position? My sense of comfort with it? If so, taking the opportunity and the long time that this
necessary to find yourself, to receive information from life, to receive more information from life than the average person even did. It's a gift of wisdom. I mean, ample subtlety in the energy within your lying or doing something slick, and you know that some shadow and down, but you're receiving more information from life. This is reflecting of your wisdom. Yes, you're wise enough to say that which is unsaid, that which is unseen. That's a gift. That's a gift of wisdom. And it comes with your experiences. It's just that it's not a crutch. It's not a weakness. It's not a problem. The only thing is, it's about you having the maturity to take those steps back and ground yourself. You end up not going to practice it. Know how you feel, because whoever controls how you feel controls your life. No one deserves that level of happiness. If they control how you feel, they control what happens next in your life. No one deserves that level of happiness. No one should be able to control how you feel. You make me feel right in yourself. No one should have the power to make you feel no way. You get to decide, God. You're supposed to get to decide. Your decision about your frequency. You are supposed to be able to decide how you feel. Because how you feel is your manifestation energy. Allowing people to hijack your manifestation energy, that's another. That's old. That's the old school. That's what mainstream media do. You come home from work, and you just want to look at something. And your eyes are dilating, tired, and the news coming on and saying, yeah, well, these new kittens are for sale downtown such and such. We got the fence going on. You guys should come. And at 8, this person killed such and such. And the dude around the street, like, this is all manipulation. They change the music inside, and your emotions are invested. This is you allowing someone outside of you to control your emotions, to manipulate how you feel. That's all that is. Changing the music and changing the tone and their voice and so on and so forth, and your emotions go right along with it. It's called emotional manipulation. That's MK Ultra, mind control. That's all that is, emotional manipulation. They are hijacking your creative energy and your manifestation energy and using it against you. Using your own energy against you. It's because they understand that the human body vehicle and its emotional frequencies have the ability to create. So they attempt to find ways in order to manipulate your emotions. They show you a bunch of news stories about black people getting killed and police killing black people now, so now you're scared. Now you're scared. Black people did this. Oh, this is an attack on black people. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's your vibe now. That's the program that you just accepted. Everybody get all this. Everybody look like me getting killed. That's a program that you've accepted via emotional manipulation. Because these people on TV that shows you all these pictures and videos of people getting hurt and so on and so forth, and now you're done. Now you've accepted the program, and you're walking around scared and looking for a problem. Anytime you see police, you scared, you on edge, because this is emotional manipulation. You've accepted the program. That's how it works. So, yeah. Empaths, healing is necessary. Grounding yourself is necessary. It's a practice. It takes time. But no one should be able to control your emotions or control or decide or make you feel no type of way or how you feel. That's your manifestation agency. And as a creator, you are supposed to be grounded enough to decide how you feel.
It's called healing. That's taking your power back. Recognizing your sovereignty. Your power, your emotional energy. You're getting all frustrated about this and that person, this person can't do something. Oh, they call me a nigga. You lost control. All your emotional energy, all the mad, frustrated, banging on walls, ready to fight. Insane. You've just been manipulated. You already. Oh, they call me out of my name. Yeah, and now you're insane. And now you're destroying yourself. Now you're destroying yourself. That's why it's called sleep. Sleep and dream. Take your power back. You get to control your emotions. Your emotions create the conditions within the reality that you exist in. And yes, it is a free will choice, but a lot of us have suffered enough, and somebody got to say something. Somebody got to be God. Oh, once again, somebody in your friend group, in your family, somebody got to be God. Somebody got to tell the truth. Somebody got to take responsibility. Everybody ain't a victim. We can't just be victims and be sad the whole time. Like, somebody got to take charge and say, no, I'm in control. Mastering and becoming aware and comfortable and accepting of all frequencies. All frequencies. All aspects of self are free to do what they decide to do. As long as they're not violating your free will, acceptance. Now you want to walk away from emotional abuse. That ain't the wave. You walk away from being disrespected, of course. You walk away. You don't allow it to control your emotions and get an investment and all of going back and forth with people. You don't do that. I'm not going to sit here. No, thank you. I'm not going to participate in insanity with you. Just walk away. I accept you. I recognize where you're at. But I have enough self-love and self-respect not to participate. This is you recognizing the modus operandi of yourself, the way in which our experiences work, the way in which those responsible for or choosing to participate in manipulation have an effect on our experience. Running two different frequencies amongst other people, or two different frequencies coexisting with complete acceptance of each other. This is where you truly bond. This is where the bond comes from. You bond with people you've accepted unconditionally. It's a nature of friendship. I love myself enough to love you. And allow you to be yourself. And I'm going to be myself and you be yourself. I ain't got to be like you. And no, you're not a reflection of my vibration. We can be around each other. We ain't got to influence each other. That's not the case. I'm a product of my environment. My environment is a product of me. environment is a product of me, God, a product of me. I get to decide the frequencies I'm in. The frequency I'm in is the foundation of the nature of my environment. It don't happen outside, inside, all these people around me doing all this goofing. It don't mean I'm goofy. What? No, I get to decide. I'm around trifling behavior all the time. I don't choose to participate because I'm free to choose. I have the strength to choose and be myself. I get to choose. I'm not a victim. I get to choose. I'm in charge of how I get to feel and what I choose to do. Me saying I'm a product of my environment or my friend circle and all the other kind of stuff, that's a cop out. That's all cap. That's a cop out. Me cashing the book and giving someone else responsibility for my experience. No, you don't get responsibility for what I experience. That's my responsibility. Now, if you're doing something that's wild and I decide to participate, then yeah, no doubt I have to take responsibility for that. That ain't your fault. It ain't your fault because you're around me and I saw you do it, so I did it too. No, I made the decision to do it. I don't have to feel the way that you feel. Once again, cop out. That's lame. That's a cop out. Responsibility is mine. I get to choose how I feel and what I do, regardless of who I'm with and what's going on. I get to decide. I'm the creator. If anything, me being around,
something to